Thank you so much, Michael. I am so humbled to be here. I want you to know that I have prayed, and I know that God has words for at least one person here today. So I just want to start off with, the beginning of my disease. The beginning of my disease, from what I recall, started when I was 9 years old. When I was nine, I moved from the city of Chicago to the suburbs. Big, huge move for me. And what I found was when I went to school, I just had these incredible feelings of inferiority. I felt like everybody was prettier than me. I felt like everybody had more money than me. Everybody had nicer clothes than me. Everyone had better friends than I did. I mean, whatever it was, everybody had it better than I did. And I just remember those first few days of school as being a new kid in fourth grade and running home and just running to the basement with bags of chips. My mom used to buy the little bags, she'd put them in our lunch or whatever. And I just remember that grab the bags and run in the basement and just be like, oh, finally I'm home. And I would eat. And from that point on, I knew that food was always there for me. Food was definitely a pretty good friend of mine. No one really ever talked about like me gaining weight or getting chubbier or anything like that until, all of a sudden I was set up with an appointment. My parents set me up with a nutritionist. I think by that time I was 10. And I remember going there, and all of a sudden I realized that my weight was a really big deal. I realized my weight was a big part of our family. And if I felt like, I mean, I remember like I enjoyed attention. Like I always loved attention. I loved to drama, I loved acting, loved doing all that stuff. But this felt really different. This felt like attention that I didn't really want. And I remember seeing this nutritionist and her telling me that I needed to write down all the foods that I ate in a week or 2 weeks, whatever it was, and getting these journals and thinking like, I didn't, that's the last, I still don't want to do that. I'm 51 and I still don't want to write down my foods every day. So when I was 10, I guarantee I did not want to write down my foods. So I used to just make stuff up, totally lied. I mean, I was just like, oh, I gotta fill out this 2 week thing. And I just start writing stuff really fast in the car, like on the way there. And I remember my parents just fighting over it and the nutritionist yelling at, I mean, it was just like a big thing. And that's just a big memory of mine. And I just, after that, no one really kind of, I didn't really do, they didn't take me to any more nutritionists like that, but I just knew that my weight was a big deal. And back in those days, Women's World was a really big thing. My mom used to get that magazine all the time, and she was always doing the next diet. So, was I the only one in my family that had weight issues? I would say that I was definitely chubby. My sisters were skinny. My dad never really had an issue, but my mom was never really like, I wouldn't say she was obese or anything, but she always was on a diet. She was always trying to figure out how she could lose weight, how she could lose. She still does that in her 80s. She's still trying to figure out how she can lose weight. And I remember, like, I just wanted to be with my mom. We weren't very close. And I remember thinking, this is a way we can be close. I'll do the diet with you, mom. And she would just tell me like, oh yeah, let's do this, whatever, the new thing up. And I'd be like, yeah. And I mean, I think I could do one meal because that's about all a 10-year-old could probably do at that time. And that was it, and I'd say from that point on, that began my dieting career. I remember junior high, high school, really big into dieting, and really began, I would say, not such, I mean, definitely diets, but more restriction. I loved restriction. I loved the feeling of having kind of control over that food. I loved the feeling of not of being in control of the food. But I could only restrict so long because after that, what did I end up doing? I ended up going into a binge or just eating too much and gaining weight again. So it was just the constant cycle that I had from the time I was a kid to high school. Definitely losing weight always taught me I got attention. Gaining weight, I didn't get attention. So I was always like, oh, I gained weight back. Now I got to lose weight because once I gained weight, I felt the loneliness. I felt shame. I felt the guilt. I felt failure. Like, oh, and I mean, even in high school, I remember feeling like, wow, I can't do anything. Like, I can't even stay on this diet. What is wrong with me? And just remember those feelings being just so intense. Just, I would say, very intense for me. So yeah, I would binge and go on my next diet, and it was just the cycle all the way to adulthood. I remember, I think I want to say I was in my 20s when I started doing the different diets maybe that we know about now. I remember Metabolife, which were just kind of vitamin pill things you took. Atkins was a big one. Weight Watchers, Nutrisystem, I actually did in high school. Jenny Craig, the Mediterranean diet, we're all told that that's the best way to eat. Carbohydrate Addicts, that was a really big one when I was in my 20s. I think they had just come out with a book. And this is just kind of a funny story, but I remember sitting at McDonald's with them and say, you're not supposed to have carbs, right? So we would still eat the burgers, but we wouldn't eat the bread, and it was just like, and that was doing the diet, that was like how we did it. And that could last only maybe like a week or two. We'd all kind of chat as moms. We had our kids playing. We're all talking about not eating bread and everything. And like, we're going so strong, we're doing this. And then the next time we would meet, we'd be like, oh yeah, we're not doing it anymore because couldn't do that for that long. I for sure could not do it for that long. So yeah, I mean, I don't think anything is necessarily wrong with any of these plans. I want to make sure I say that. I don't think anything is wrong with following something that you feel is helpful to you. But all I know is, as sick as I was, none of these plans were going to work for me. I mean, I gave them my all, that's for sure. I gave them a lot of money, and I definitely gave them a lot of time, definitely a lot of energy. But I knew for me, like, looking back now, they would never be my solution. So each time I would lose a significant amount of weight. Like, I would always lose weight, and it was never just like a few pounds. I was always losing, like, I mean, sometimes it'd be like 30, 40 pounds, especially when I was doing like Atkins or keto or something like that. And then the weight gain was so shaming, in that gaining your weight and then some was an incredible time in my life. That was just, I mean, it's, I'm sure many of you can relate to that, where like you see the number going up and you know that you don't want it to go up, and there's just, you can't stop it. Like, I just remember like thinking like, I can't get a hold of this. I can't get any control over this. And even during these times, I remember even having a higher, I mean, to me, I had, a higher power, who I call God, in my life, and praying to him and really thinking that that was going to be helpful, like that he was going to help me not eat, and it just never seemed to pan out in any of the solutions that I was trying to find. So that's just some of my back history. And I just want to check on time. Where am I at a time? So I'm probably not at 10 minutes yet. But I just was curious.
8
I
minutes
forgot.
and a half.
Oh, okay. So I'm almost at 10. Okay, thank you. Okay. So after doing these diets and everything, I started to watch some of the shows on TV. Now, this to me was like kind of fun when I was going, not fun, but like that kind of fun part where you're like going back and seeing like your story. And I remember like being completely obsessed with The Biggest Loser. I mean, that was my show. I was like, oh, I could not wait for that next episode to come out. I remember missing the first season. I don't remember why, but I did. And I remember being so mad because I couldn't watch the first season, and I really wanted to see like them go through these, losing the weight and who's going to win and how much weight are they going to lose this week, and watching their bodies, go from like so obese to like quote unquote fit. Right? Because that's what we saw on television. And I remember thinking, I want that. I want what they have. Like, give me some of that. And I would sometimes even dream about it. Like, I remember having dreams that I was on the show. And I remember talking to my husband, thinking, like, I would totally go on that show. I went and I'm surprised I actually did never applied, but I think it was because I worked and all that stuff and I had kids. But I really wanted to lose the weight and I wanted to lose it as fast as they did. I just to me just that seems so enticing. Like, wow, they're gonna like go on this show for a few months and come home like a completely different person. Because to me that was my Thank you. To me, that was happiness, right? Skinny, happy, everything is great, life is perfect. That's all I needed. I needed to just be skinny. And that was kind of like when I was watching that. And I remember I even signed up for Jillian Michaels. Like I think she had some membership thing, and I signed up for it, got her newsletter or something, and I think she had a diet. I got her videos at that time, right? We had, I think, DVDs by then, and I would work out and do that stuff. And I remember thinking, like, I was all about it. I thought it was the best thing. And then I know later on we kind of heard like how some of that actually really happened, but I would still be in denial about that. I'd be like, oh no, I would be the one going on that show and losing all the weight, and I would never gain it back. I mean, I knew that for sure. Like, I mean, you put me on this show, I'm not gaining the weight back because once it's gone, that's it, I'm done. Like, I hadn't said that like 100 times already. Like, every diet I said that, but I knew for sure if I lost it that quick, there's no way I would gain it back. So yeah, I began the journey after that of kind of looking at, medical interventions. I first went to my doctor just even asking about like different things that I could do. And at that time, he did put me on a weight loss drug that really just did absolutely nothing for me. And I remember I just felt really weird on it and I stopped taking it. So I remember I exercised a lot. I did a lot of running. I did boot camp classes because to me, that was like the next best thing to the Biggest Loser was boot camp classes. So I loved doing that stuff. I lost some weight, right? And but my food was never under control. Never did I ever feel in control of my food. Yes, I could tone up a little bit. I can get some muscles here and there, but I never felt control of my food. After that, I began watching the next show, right? My 600-pound life. That was one the next favorite show because I just loved this show. I was like, wow, these people are on there and look at them. They're so incredibly obese. And I'm not that obese. I mean, I'm overweight. At this point, I weigh like 250, 260, but I'm not like 400 pounds, So that would work for me for sure. I was like, they're getting the surgery. I can't believe they're gaining it back. And I would never gain it back. Like I knew if I got the surgery, because that would be it. I mean, if they cut part of my stomach out, there's no way I could gain it back. And even watching the show and the way the doctor used to come in and kind of yell at the people, and he'd be like, "Stop eating. Stop eating." And I'd be like, "These poor people." I'm like, and then I would think, "Well, that wouldn't be me because I would stop eating. I mean, I would be like the gold star winner." So in 2020, I started kind of looking into surgical options. I thought, well, I've looked over my life and I realized that diets never worked. I had a lot of issues, emotionally and everything, and the reasons why I ate. But I was 100% sure that if I had surgery, that would solve all my problems, and I would finally be a happy person because I was never content. My entire life lived in discontent. I was irritable all the time. I was a jealous person. I was a gossip. I was a thief. I mean, I was all of that. And I thought for sure losing weight was the answer to everything. So I found my product, the product that I was looking for. The product I was looking for was the gastric sleeve. I mean, they sell it lots more places now than they used to. And it's definitely something that was I was looking for, but was also sold to me. It was sold under the pretenses of, losing weight quickly and the possibility of gaining some weight back, maybe, but for the most part, most people I was told pretty much keep it off. And so I needed like no convincing. I like went in there and you're kind of supposed to talk and ask some questions. I just was like, okay, I'm ready to sign up. Like, what do I do? I had the surgery from the time I walked in to the time I had the surgery was 2 months. So I had really good insurance. We had one pre-op meeting with the surgeon, and I remember the surgeon saying, "And don't worry, if the sleeve doesn't work, there's more options. We could always do something else." And I remember thinking, like, "Wait, what?" Like, to me, the sleeve was it. Like, I didn't want to do anything else. But I was like, I remember coming home and thinking, like, I can't believe they said that. And then I thought, well, that's not going to be me anyway, because once they do the sleeve, I don't need anything else. So that was a kind of a fleeting thought, but it was definitely something that stuck in my mind that so when I talk about selling products, that's what I mean, because they really did sell different products. So yeah, I was, done with that. I thought for sure once I had it, my dreams, my thoughts, everything would finally, I being skinny was it, so I had the sleeve done. And then I lost 90 pounds. I lost a lot of weight. And I guess what? I still wasn't happy. I still wasn't content. I was still a gossip. I was still angry all the time. I was still jealous. I was still mean and rude to my husband. I was still not talking to my mom. I was still not talking to my sisters. I was still not talking to my sons. Nothing changed in my life. And I remember sitting and looking at the food, thinking, man, I was pissed off I couldn't eat more because my stomach hadn't healed yet. And I was angry. I mean, I was angry. And I remember getting sick from sugar. I remember having ice cream on vacation and getting sick and thinking, like, well, that just kind of pissed me off even more because I was like, I really wanted some ice cream. And I remember even getting sick and feeling like I was going to be throw up and nauseous and all that. And the next day, thinking I can have ice cream again. Like, that is just not a normal person. That is not a normal person. That's not the way a normal person thinks. So I had started having reflux. I developed really bad reflux and had gastric bypass in 2024. Never said I would have another surgery like that again, and I did. I sort of knew by this point that the medical way was not the way, but I did think it would help the reflux. And I did want to lose weight because I had gained 50 pounds by that point. So had the bypass, and then 20 a couple months later, I gained 20 pounds already. And I started like, what is wrong? There's something seriously wrong with me that I am gaining weight after having two major surgeries. So I found this. I'd like to still share it. I know I only have a couple minutes left, so I apologize, but I found a journal that I had just, I literally found it today. And I was like, oh my goodness, I gotta just say some of these things because this is like a few weeks before finding OA and finding my sponsor, really doing the steps. On June 13th, 2025, I started OA at the end of June. I continue on my journey. I feel like sugar has calmed down because I thought I had a control over sugar now. I want to fill my body with food. Like, even if I get a stomach ache, this is me writing this, like being completely honest. I keep eating with that point. The bypass has completely taken away any type of restriction I had from the sleeve. I still get nauseous eating lots of different foods and I don't care. I just keep eating and I keep filling my body. And I'm saying, God, please help me. God, please help me. And I'm thinking, like, the last thing that I knew of was that there was going to be any help. So I ended up doing some therapy, and the therapy ended up bringing me to OA. And that's how I found my answer. I found my answer by doing this 12 steps of action. I call it the program of action. Other people call it an approach, but to me, it was action that really changed my life. The action that changed me most was first doing the third step prayer because I stopped doing therapy because I had already like healed from so much in 3 days than from doing years and years of therapy. It was incredible. It was absolutely incredible. And I just called her and said, like, I don't think I need therapy right now. I mean, it's always an option, and I know it's an option for lots of people. And I'm just saying this is my story, and that's what happened with me. My spending was completely out of control. I had so many parts of my life that was unmanageable. It was ridiculous. My relationships were all codependent on unhealthy, and I had like no friends, like very few friends. Well, of course, wants to be friends with a gossip, right? So after I began my program of action and I did my amends, my first probably two amends, I all of a sudden saw these changes and I had a spiritual experience. And that experience is what actually changed everything because the mental obsession went away. I had no more obsessing thoughts in the nighttime of food and wanting to eat and the chips and this and that and everything. I mean, I just didn't think about it anymore. And without thinking about it anymore, like the cravings had stopped because I just wasn't really thinking about it. And that's the cycle, it's how it works. And the best thing I can say that this program has done has restored my relationships. I've been restored to my mom and my sisters and my sons and my son. And guess what? They didn't change. Only I did. And only I did by doing these 12 steps. And as the big book says, I would just like to finish with this. As the big book says, before we say our third step prayer, it says, I was reborn. And I really can say that with truth and honesty that I was reborn during this program. So thank you so much for listening to me. I am always available. I might leave my phone number's out there if anyone wants to WhatsApp, text, whatever, if anybody needs to talk, or I am here. Thank you again.